Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
South Haven Business Beat is sponsored by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. Whether you want to grow your business or connect with like-minded professionals, the South Haven Chamber offers over 80 events throughout the year. Are you a morning person? Our Coffee with a Member is a great way to start your morning once a month. Network with local businesses, and enjoy coffee with friends, all before 9 a.m. Maybe you prefer evening gatherings. Check out our monthly B2B PM events. This after-hours gathering is perfect for mingling with other business leaders in a relaxed setting. Our quarterly luncheons have over 250 attendees, providing endless opportunities to learn, network, and grow your business. Are you under 40? Join South Haven Young Professionals, a dynamic group of emerging leaders who support and inspire one another on their professional journeys. Maybe you have HR questions? Our quarterly Lunch and Learn series, South Haven Human Resources Association, features HR professionals and a legal liaison business attorney to update you on HR trends and changes. The South Haven Chamber of Commerce is dedicated to helping your business thrive by providing resources, building connections, and fostering community support. Join us today. Visit southhavenchamber.com to learn more. The South Haven Chamber, where relationships create commerce.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelke.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I am your host, Ms. Kristen Engelke, and we are all about business and what is changing and growing in South Haven and how we can best help our small businesses and our community to be able to know what's out there and what changes are coming. One of the things that's constantly growing and changing is the healthcare market, whether it be through basic insurance programs, Obamacare, and even Medicare. I know a lot of big changes are coming down the pipe for 2025 for people with Medicare. And we want to make sure that you guys are informed and that you have quality people that you can call on that are local. Don't answer the phone and talk to the people that are calling you and asking you questions. You need a face-to-face with someone local who cares about you and what's truly best for your family. And so today we have invited Mr. Sean DeStefano here with Health Markets.
You got it.
And he is coming to talk with us about all things insurance. So thank you for joining us, Sean.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Can you tell me a little bit about your background and how you came to be in the insurance industry?
Sure. That's a long-winded question, I feel like. And I'll try to give you the shortest answer possible. But essentially, I got my insurance license in property casualty, I want to say about 15, 16 years ago. And I worked at a company called AAA, the roadside service company that saves people that, you know, need saving or need a tow or need a battery charge. And so I was in the home and auto business for a couple years with them. And then got my health and life license, I want to say about 3 years later, worked at Mutual of Omaha at their corporate office in Omaha, Nebraska, which is, I'm from Nebraska originally, and sold life insurance for them for a couple years at their corporate office, and then eventually landed at a company called Physicians Mutual because they had an opening to kind of get a foot in the door with some of their new products that they were selling nationally. And so I learned how to really get my feet wet in the health insurance business, I think, with Physicians Mutual. And so they're right down the street from Mutual of Omaha, so it wasn't a big move. I've been affiliated with them, whether as an employee or an independent agent, which is what I am now, through Health Markets. I've been affiliated with them, you know, for almost 10 years now. And so they've been a huge just benefit to my business and what I have to offer people on the health side of things. And so fast forward to the last five and a half years, I've been here in South Haven. And I think I joined the chamber, I want to say, like right before the pandemic. It's hard to go back to that time for a lot of us, but I just remember that this chamber was really kind of like a cornerstone, I felt like, as an agent. It helped me get involved in the community and really plant a flagpole here. So I've been here in South Haven again for a while, and I want to say about a year ago now, a little over a year ago, I got my Health Markets affiliation, and they're an independent brokerage. So now I got contracts with all these different health insurance companies, most of them that, you know, that we all know and trust. But I'm now affiliated with more carriers than I've ever been. So Physicians Mutual kind of being my beacon that I started with down here. And then, you know, I've expanded and added more carriers as I've grown my business.
Okay.
So
with your 5 years here, what has been your primary focus as far as what client base do you deal with? What kind of people are you helping?
Sure. So most of my background down here especially has been Medicare health plans. So Medicare supplements, Medicare Advantage plans, prescription drug coverage, dental insurance is a big one, a big product that I offer. I still do offer life insurance, although I don't focus on it nearly as much. And then annuities. A lot of my clients need help with rollovers and I'm really focused on hitting those people that need help with the transition from retirement to, or from working to retirement, which is a very just anxiety packed time in most people's lives when they get to that point. So I try to hit people, not physically, but figuratively with my expertise in helping them transition from working years to retirement years. So most of my clients are, you know, 65 or older, which is the age you got to be on Medicare unless you're on disability. But most of my customers meet me right during that transition period. And sometimes they need help right away. And sometimes it's a, you know, a future callback, you know, because they're still working. So I've really been able to grow my business with focusing on that turning 65 crowd.
So how early do people need to be interacting with you? Do they need to wait until they're 65? Or is there a specific kind of sweet spot where they need to start thinking and looking at those things? I don't know what kind of preparation is needed.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, and you'll get a ton of different answers, I'm sure. The biggest thing that I've always tried to emphasize is if you like to plan early for a big decision, start 6 or 7 months before your birthday, your 65th birthday. If you are somebody that likes to kind of jam pack as much as you can into a shorter period, start 3 months before your 65th birthday. And that's what most of us would call open enrollment when you're turning 65. Mm-hmm. I get everyone in between. So I try to kind of match their sense of urgency with what I recommend. And that's been actually the biggest challenge is everybody's got busy lives. We all work, right? We all have family, friends, and obligations that pull us in different directions. And here I am, you know, saying, hey, you got to get this done. And by the way, there's several parties involved, one of them being the government. And so if anybody's dealt with the government, whether it's Social Security, whether it's Medicare, whether it's retirement questions, we all know that it's hurry up and wait. You know, sometimes you're not going to get through to somebody right away. So that's where I really try to be an advocate, where I really try to be somebody that they can trust that will walk them through, you know, each step of the process, because there's several different things you got to do before you can officially retire.
So you touched on the fact that you transitioned, you started out in auto and all those type of insurance, to a pivot to now working with people in Medicare and that sort of thing. Even though it's all insurance, those are two completely different pathways. Mm-hmm. What was your turning point and what is your passion behind what you do now?
Yeah, so there's several reasons, but again, I'm going to try to give you a short answer. I think the biggest one out of all those several reasons was I do like building relationships with people. And for me, it was always easier to do that through something more personal, which I would say 99% of the people I talk to consider their health to be a very personal thing. And most of the folks I talk to that want to take care of their health need good health insurance. And so it was just easier for me to build meaningful relationships. And I started doing it really early on when I worked at Mutual of Omaha, when I was just doing life insurance. And when you do life insurance, you have to do, you have to ask questions about their health. And that was kind of like the pivotal moment for me, I think, is as I, you know, started realizing, hey, they would ask me questions about health insurance and I would always transfer them to a different department, or I would give them a phone number to another company even. So I'm like, well, what if I was that person that could help them with all that? And what would that look like? And that's, for lack of a better way of putting it, that was my aha moment. I just wanted to go down the rabbit hole of finding out what the health insurance industry was all about. And so Physicians Mutual was the next evolution, I guess, because again, they were right down the street from where I worked. Well-known company, been around since 1902. I was really comfortable with just having a transition to a carrier like that. And the family atmosphere at Physicians Mutual is second to none. So I give them, you know, so much credit for helping me get my feet wet in that industry. Nothing against Mutual of Omaha. They do some of the health things, but they were more focused on life insurance, at least the department I was working in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know that you were in Nebraska.
Yes.
Now you're in South Haven, which is a little bit of a jump as far as transitioning. So how did you come to be here in South Haven from Nebraska?
I was playing darts on a map, and I threw it and hit Mississippi, South Haven, Mississippi. No, my wife had two opportunities to take a job in the retail world. She worked at Under Armour at the time, so the athletic outfit company. And she had the choice of being a manager at the Oklahoma City outlet store for Under Armour, or they said Memphis. And so unbeknownst to me, I didn't even know South Haven existed on a map. When my wife had come down here for the interview and told me about South Haven, I said, well, that's actually in Mississippi. That's not in Memphis, Tennessee. So as I got to know more about the area that we were looking at moving to, I'm like, this actually looks a little bit like my hometown, North Fork, Nebraska, which shout out to any of my Nebraska people that knows where North Fork is. But she was really the reason why. So she took the job down here, and we had just gotten married, I want to say a month or so before. We were getting married. So we had about a month ago before the wedding when we found out that she was interviewing for this job. And so it was a crazy whirlwind of change going on. But that's how I ended up here, my wife.
Okay. Well, that is... That's a huge pivot.
Yes.
Newlyweds, new city, everything. That's completely wild.
Yes.
But this is home now?
This is home. This is home. I have two homes, right? I've got my adopted home, which is here, and then I've got my home, which is Northeast Nebraska.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to jump into next what kind of sets you apart from the others, because there are so many that are in the insurance industry. Like I said, when we started out, there's people that, you know, just reach out and call people on the phone, and they're nowhere near here, but they're trying to infiltrate. And I need to know, and they need to know, what sets you apart from all of the others. But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to go and thank our sponsors, because we couldn't do what we do at the South Haven Business Beat without the incredible sponsors of other local businesses here in our community. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards, go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app. Transforming the way professionals connect at events. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Hey, welcome back to South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen Engelke. And before our break, we were talking with Mr. Sean DeStefano and all about insurance and how he has really just hit the ground running when he moved to South Haven and has just helped so many people in our community. And is looking forward to reaching out to you and helping as many as he can. I want to discuss with you what sets you apart from the other insurance agents and people that specialize in Medicare and stuff like that. What sets you apart? What do you feel that you offer and bring to the table that's really an asset to what you do and how you reach people?
I've always believed in education first. So I don't spend a lot of time selling people things. I know that sounds crazy, but I don't oftentimes I don't sell anything for the first conversation or two. We might be on the phone for an hour. We might decide to meet for coffee. We might decide to come here to the chamber. I don't have a physical office. So that definitely sets me apart. Because of my background on the phones, though, before I, you know, started my own business doing this, I've always believed that the phone is your first introduction to making an impact on somebody or having any influence at all. And so when I'm talking to people over the phone, I'm really trying to ask good questions. I'm really trying to let them know, hey, this is just so that you understand how Medicare works. This is so you understand how Obamacare works, because I do that as well. Let's talk about, you know, your health. Let's talk about medications. So I ask a lot of questions, and sometimes it gets personal really fast when you're talking about, you know, their health problems, or some people don't have any, but I talk about what may happen down the road. So I would say that sets me apart, because I'm much more, I want to spend more time asking good questions and letting them talk to me. And sometimes they do all the talking and I'm just taking notes and they don't even know what I'm doing over the phone. But I've literally got like a page of questions that they answered and they didn't even know that I asked the question. And so that's when they're offering up information or we're just having a conversation like we're doing today, that's when I know there's a good chance for a relationship. And those are always the best types of, I think, business, or I should say clients. Those are the best type of clients when it's not just business, it's also a personal thing.
I agree completely. The relationship building is, I believe, the key point of any business, no matter what industry you're in.
Yes.
No matter if you're even in just retail sales, the product will sell itself. You have to sell you. Building those relationships and that level of trust is what's going to gain profitability and even just an abundance of friendships even out of it, and having just peers to be able to lead you along the path along the way, I think is an incredible thing. So you said that you are from Nebraska. So that means that you are licensed in Nebraska.
Yes.
You're now licensed in Mississippi.
Yes.
Is that it?
So that would be 2 out of the 13 states. And so one of the fun things about what I do is my clients move. My clients refer me to other friends and family that live in other parts of the country. And so oftentimes I find myself talking to people, you know, sometimes it'll be not too far away, like in a neighboring state. Other times they've got family and friends out on the West Coast or the East Coast. So when an opportunity presents itself and you've already got that established relationship with a customer, the best type of customer, or potential customer, is a referral. So I've been very blessed and fortunate to have enough referrals to keep me going outside of just my local community. Now, I would always prefer to stay closer to home. It's just easier for me to talk shop with folks. And, you know, I know the community well. I've been a part of this chamber since 2019, 2020. Don't quote me on that. I need to look up the exact date I joined the South Haven Chamber. But I would always prefer to stay closer to home if I can. But like any business, I think you have to adapt. You have to be able to learn. And also, you have to kind of go with the ebbs and flows of, you know, the health insurance industry.
So what are the other 11 states?
Oh gosh, you're going to put me on the spot. I can name them. I mean, if you're going to put me on the spot. So let's
alphabetical
order. Let's just start with number one, Mississippi. Okay, Mississippi is the home state. We'll go to Nebraska second. We'll go Tennessee. We'll go Arkansas. We'll go we'll go Georgia. We'll go North Carolina, Florida, Ohio, Oregon. I'm going to leave one out here. Arizona. Michigan. Did I get them all?
Close enough. I think you did good.
Texas. I forgot about, don't mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas. You can't forget Texas. That's awesome. So no matter where you live, I mean, it looks like he's trying to get all 50 states under your belt, are you?
I say this with all sincerity, I hope not, because every couple of years you have to renew most of these licenses. So it's not super expensive for one to do that, but it is time consuming. So, and some states, you know, I don't have as many customers as I do here in the Mid-South, right? The Mississippi and Tennessee is, I would consider, my two largest states that I have the largest footprint in. So I hope not. But, you know, just the other day I had a good buddy of mine that I grew up with in Norfolk, Nebraska. We went to high school together. He's like, my mom's moving from Florida to Colorado. Can you help her out with Medicare? And I'm like, can't you just stay in Florida? I'm already licensed there. But I guess now I got to start looking at Colorado. So maybe you're right. Maybe I will be licensed in all 50 states by the time I, you know, call this a day.
So for people that necessarily don't live in one of the 13 states that you cover, we want to be relevant to everybody. And we want this to be not just about the industry, but about what they really need to look for when getting ready to do this, getting ready to retire. For the Sure. people that you can't help, what are some of the things that they need to do to be able to start that process?
Sure. I think the best thing anybody can do is get information from more than one resource. So if you're talking to an agent, great. You know, have a list of questions ready to go. You know, what plans would you recommend in my specific area? What county do you want me to look into? So I always look at the county that somebody lives in, because usually you can find a couple of good health plan carriers in that, you know, area. And so I have to do research too, if it's a county that I don't have a ton of background in. And so I would make sure that, you know, they do some research on, you know, which plans are available in their county. Talk to family and friends. I mean, no, there's no better source of information than people that are already on Medicare, already family and friends. Ask them about their experiences on Medicare. Ask them about the things they do and don't like. It's not a secret that, you know, not everybody loves health insurance. And so sometimes people get intimidated by it, or sometimes people just don't want to deal with all the nuances of choosing the right plan. What I found to be true, though, is that if you ask good questions, if you do want to have a relationship with the agent, ask that agent, are they available to answer your questions? You know, how do they respond when you have an issue with a claim? How do they respond when you don't understand some of the benefits? So just having that access to your agent, to me, is super important for a lot of people. Now, some folks, you know, will text me at weird hours and call me on Sunday nights and I don't respond till the next business day. But by and large, I've got my phone on me and they can contact me. So having that access to me is really important for a lot of people. That's been another thing that I think they should ask when they're trying to make a decision is, you know, do I have to call a 1-800 number to get a simple question answered? Or can I just call my agent or text my agent, email my agent, whatever, you know, you prefer. Those are all good things. And then I think the last thing is when you're searching for a health plan, just be your best advocate. So meaning you already probably have some doctors or maybe some clinics or some networks that you are familiar with in your area. Talk to those doctors, talk to those health plan networks in your area and find out what other people are using. What type of health plans they accept and not accept. The nice thing about Original Medicare is there are no networks, right? So when I first meet with people, I usually ask them, do you travel? And they're like, why are you asking me that? Okay, well, if you're on Original Medicare, it can travel with you. You don't have to worry about networks. So be your best advocate. That's the last thing I would say is, you know, make sure that you're asking more than just one person, including your agent, about which plans work best.
That is a huge thing that I know. I've talked with several people that are in the real estate industry and just different businesses that, you know, you want to have that relationship with. You're making some of the biggest decisions of your life. And in some cases, you know, where your money's going and things that are, you know, you're preparing for your future, you really do need more than one opinion. Just like in the medical industry itself, if you go to your doctor and your doctor says you have a problem, well, having a second opinion in everything is always a vital thing.
Yes.
Because, I mean, personalities are different. Recommendations are different. And that is a huge benefit that people don't often think about. They pick one and just go with it. But there are different opportunities that one may not have the education behind it. That, you know, they're a newer agent or they don't specialize in this particular thing.
Right.
Like you have your general insurance where you can help with just about everything, but you have more expertise and more focus on this particular area.
Yes.
So whereas certain people could come to any agent in town, they would get more response and better information from utilizing you and yours.
Yes.
So one of the things that we always try to ask in our podcast is, what benefits have you seen since you did join the chamber in 2019, 2018?
We'll say right before the pandemic. Yeah. That kind of covers a month or two.
Yeah, just all of it.
Could be 2019, could be 2020.
So I know that we've seen you meet with clients here at the office. Mm-hmm. And that is definitely one of the member perks that we try to offer to everybody. We tell people that this is not our office. This is your home.
Here in Coffee Central, I feel like Coffee Central has become like my hub when people are coffee lovers like I am. So shout out to Coffee Central South Haven and Tina's the owner.
That's all right. Yeah. Chamber members utilizing chamber members. We love that. Support local people.
That's right. I do want to say, I think one of the biggest things that I've been able to learn since I've been down here and when I joined the chamber is, you know, people are going to meet you where they're most comfortable, but if you can kind of just make a tough decision easier for them and make it more comfortable, that just goes a long ways. And there was some research done at Physicians Mutual's home office before I ever came down here, and they were doing surveys with all their customers across the United States. And the survey was focused on, you know, what are the top five things that worry you the most about Medicare? And the number one thing by far was making the wrong decision. And so the psychological aspect to that I thought was really important when I came down here. And so I just thought, you know, if I can figure out the personality of the person sitting across from me or over the phone, then I can help disarm that question. And so, or I can disarm them so that that's not such an intimidating question. You know, why do we want to make this harder than it needs to be? So I've always tried to take a simplified approach. I try to make sure that people are educated again. And that goes way back to when I learned how to explain Medicare and my insurance background. I made sure that I had my part down and that I'm always continuously learning and evolving. And then that translates to them, I think. So you do have to be an expert, but you don't have to give them too much information. Right? Some of it's not important to them. That was a long-winded way of saying, you know, I definitely am thorough. And that's one of the reasons why I feel like I've been successful is I'm thorough and I try to make this less intimidating to people.
And that is a huge thing. Having somebody who is knowledgeable, but also knowledgeable enough to know how to, I don't want to say dumb it down, but
that's all right.
Bring it to you at an elementary level to where it does kind of help you have that sense of ease and peace of mind, knowing that they can walk away from this table confident that they've made a good decision.
And empowered, yes. It's their decision at the end of the day. And yes, you can help them get there, but you don't want to overstep your boundaries. Most people do want to, you know, make that decision on their own. And then there's other times people are like, hey, what do you recommend? What would you do? Okay, but I'll still take it back to them, which you think is best out of everything I've presented to you. And so I've always tried to kind of play volleyball with them or tennis, however you want to say that, where we kind of go back and forth until we both realize this is the right plan for you. This is the right decision for you, not just me making it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us and for being able to offer the insight that you have into that. And just to let everybody know that you're here and ready to help any way you can and get them started in retirement and all the things that they need to know about Medicare. And he's going to be a great wealth of information. And we ask that you do reach out to Mr. Sean DeStefano when you do get ready to retire, or even with insurance that you have needs now with Obamacare or anything else. I want to thank you for joining us for South Haven Business Beat and for this educational segment on healthcare. And if you haven't done so, please go like and subscribe and check out southhavenbusinessbeat.com. You don't want to miss a single episode. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor: Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.